policies?
Oh, because I've talked with him. I serve on his board. And he said to me time and again, he said, you know, see, he's gone over a whole list of businessmen with me who might have been candidates for the board. And he'd rule out one after another, saying, well, this fella just wouldn't go along with the president. He's not an expansionist. He's a restrictionist. And then I talked with him about the December move. And he said, well, I think on balance, I probably would have gone along with Bill Martin on this. But he said, of course, if I'd been on the board and been there as the president's appointee, I might have counseled waiting until the budget and so forth were available. You know, he's contributed to your campaign. He contributed at least $1,000, it was indicated in the paper, I think, to one of the committees for Johnson and Humphrey. He's just a pretty sensible guy. The one thing that does scare me is that he's Bill Martin's candidate and Bob Anderson's candidate and John Meyer's candidate.
That's right, and a Republican.
And he's, that's right. He's a Republican for Johnson. There's no question about that.
Wow. I mean, it'd been awful hard to be for Goldwater.
Okay, you got me there.
Goodbye, Walter.
Well,
thank you.
One thing, Mr. President, we waited up to see your talk last night, and honestly, I thought it was great. It was very effective.
Thank you, Walter. Thank you.
Bye.
Waiting.